This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian officials say the missile that blasted the Crimean headquarters of Russia's Navy last week killed 34 officers, including the fleet commander, though it provided no evidence to support its claim. Claims could not be independently verified and are vastly different than what Russia has reported. Meanwhile, independent human rights experts backed by the UN have said that they have found substantial evidence of war crimes committed by Russian forces and their war against Ukraine.
The team said its evidence showed crimes committed on both sides, but vastly more and a wider array of abuses were committed by Russian forces than by Ukrainian troops. The chair of the commission, Eric Mercer, said,
"The commission is deeply concerned at the scale and gravity of violations and the continuous evidence of crimes committed by the Russian armed forces in Ukraine."
The commission also found the human rights abuses ranged from torture, some of it with such brutality that it led to death, and rape of women aged up to 83 years old. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. military has captured a key Islamic State militant during a helicopter ride in Syria.
U.S. Central Command says an operator for the Islamic State extremist group was captured during a helicopter raid in northern Syria. The operator, Abu Halil al-Fadani, is said to have had relationships throughout the ISIS network in the region. A command spokesman says the capture increases the chance that U.S. counterterrorism operations will be able to target additional members of the group. The U.S. has approximately 900 troops in Syria, focused on countering the remnants of the Islamic State group, which had held a wide swath of Syria until 2019. I'm Norman Hall.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea's president has urged his troops to build an unwavering military spirit and train harder as he used an Armed Forces Day speech to vow an immediate retaliation against any potential provocation by North Korea. Yoon's speech Tuesday comes amid growing concerns that North Korea is pushing to acquire Russian support to boost its nuclear arsenal in return for refilling Russia's conventional arms stores exhausted by its war with Ukraine. Associated Press Chief Congressional Correspondent Lisa Mascaro explains where negotiations in the U.S. House are with leading Republicans who stand merely days before the government shutdown deadline.
There's a lot of resistance, not just from Democrats, but of course from his own rank-and-file Republicans. Hard right wants a level of spending that they say Speaker McCarthy agreed to back in January. But Speaker McCarthy cut a deal with President Joe Biden that has since become law that sets the spending levels slightly higher than what those all Republicans agreed to back at the start of the year. They, however, are still fighting for that lower level of cuts. It's deep spending to programs and government services that Americans rely on. Many of the hard right Republicans say it would be no problem if the government shuts down.
Nigerian troops have rescued 10 hostages among dozens of people kidnapped from a university in northwestern Zamfara State after 2 days of fighting.
Tinubu condemned the kidnapping, saying there is no moral justification for such heinous acts against these innocent victims. He also promised the families that all the girls would be rescued and the perpetrators would pay. Zamfara State Police spokesperson Yazid Abubakar told VOA by phone Monday that security agencies are heeding the president's order.
Now on ground, we are able to rescue 7 of them. An effort is ongoing to rescue the others.
Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The Philippine Coast Guard says it complied with a presidential order to remove a floating barrier placed by China's Coast Guard to prevent Filipino fishing boats from entering a lagoon in a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. Philippine officials condemned the installation of the 300-meter-long barrier at the entrance to the lagoon at Scarborough Shoal as a violation of international law. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.